Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. It's our Christmas program. And I call it my Christmas program because I'm a Christian and I celebrate Christmas. But I have many friends who are in other religions. There are many friends in Islam, many friends who are Jews. Not so many in other religions. A few, I guess, but not so many. Mostly Jews, mostly almost, you know, a lot of Christians and some in Islam. And Andrew Sherman is our guest. He is of the Jewish faith and a conservative Jew, right? Andrew, that's what you call yourself, a conservative Jew?
There's a lot of different, you know, sects of Judaism as there are sects of Christianity. And the sort of most basic type of Jew is a Reform Jew, a Jew who, you know, has a, you know, kind of looser sense of
liberal. They're more liberal.
More liberal. Mm-hmm. Then you have a conservative Jew who's sort of in the middle rung of practicing. That's how I was raised, mm-hmm. and I believe. There's Orthodox Jews who take some of the norms very, very seriously, and then above them there's Hasidics and Frums and some very, very, you know, seriously practicing Jews. When you're right. in New York and you see, you know, the men in the black hats and the long beards, and those are typically either Orthodox mm-hmm. or Hasidic Jews.
Right. There, and there's you a find little those, bit you of... Find, mostly in the Diamond District over on 6th Avenue, right?
Yeah, the Diamond District, the clothing district, you right. know, we're in some of the more prominent industries in New York.
Why didn't you get in the diamond business, Andrew? What happened? What was wrong with that?
I didn't look good in the big black hat.
I think it was the banana curls coming down in front of your ears. I think that's what didn't look so
exactly.
good.
Exactly.
Andrew, we're talking in the previous segment about the origins of values, of human values. And I believe, I've gone back and done a little research on this, and I say, in my opinion, the marketplace began about 10,000 years ago, around 8,000 BC, this is according to Jim Blasingame, when the first person decided to not steal or kill somebody for what they wanted, but to say instead, I have something that I'd like to trade you for that. And when that happened, the first transaction happened, the market was born, and back to what you said a minute ago, to me, that gave rise to the need to people to try to get along, to try to say, wait a minute, you know, he's a human, I'm a human, so to speak. They probably didn't say it that way. But I really believe the marketplace contributed, if not created, the concept of values. What do you think?
Well, I think you're 100% right. I also think that the marketplace is the beginnings of all commercial law. You know, obviously criminal law and the mm-hmm. need to have consequences for doing bad things was probably developed in parallel with the marketplace, but it's in the marketplace where laws, values, the need for cooperation, the concept of mutual benefit, the concept of a contract, you know, because in the marketplace, not everything happens in real time, so it could be, hey, I'm giving you this goat, but I can't deliver the cow mm-hmm. in exchange until tomorrow, and now we have to have trust around whether you'll really show up with the cow the next
right.
day. And suddenly we have the laws of contracts where, you know, you're promising to do something in the future.
But think of all the things, all the value statements that are involved in that promise to bring the cow back.
Sure. Oh, of course. I mean trust.
So they're at least half of the probably half of the you could probably weave half of the Ten Commandments in there. You know, I mean, think about that. And so, I mean, it just makes sense to me if you think about it. And that's the reason why, Andrew, I've said for a long time that long before democracy is flourishing in China, for example, we'll have entrepreneurship, which requires liberty, And I just think the marketplace is such a pure organism that I don't think it gets enough credit. What do you think?
Well, I agree. I think also the ties between the marketplace and religion is important. I mean, the ethics and the teachings and the values that you bring to your business affects your employees, your customers, your strategic partners, your lenders to your business. I mean, you know, think about the four C's of credit. You know, if someone applies to a bank for a loan, I mean, character, credit worthiness, you know, these C's may have a lot to do with how you were raised and what you believe in, and do you believe that, you know, bad things could happen to you if you default on your loan?
And even though you're a lawyer, and I'm not, but I am have been in business a long time, you and I both know that a contract is just a piece of paper that's dependent upon other people keeping their word. I mean, it means nothing if I enter into a contract without the proper, you know, intentions, then that contract's really not worth anything.
Well, and it goes back to principles of due diligence. If I enter a contract with you without learning that you are in the habit of breaching contracts regularly, shame on me. Right? I mean, part of what we need to do as a society in a post-Madoff, post-Enron, post-MF global, post-WorldCom world, is we need to do a better job, which we now can do with the web, of researching the people that we're going to do business with, and we have ultimate transparency as to their values. I mean, if Jim's a good person to do business with, there's 100 places on the web that'll tell me that. If Jim's a bad person to do business with, there's 100 places on the web that'll tell me that.
When we come back, I want Andrew to talk, and we're going to talk about tolerance, folks. It's one of my favorite topics with Andrew. Coming up right after these messages. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.